You may be seated. Grace, friends, to you and peace from God, who is our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. One of the unique things about the Christian witness is that there are so many different denominations, and within those denominations are our words and language that we use that are kind of unique to those. As Lutherans, we use language like justification by grace through faith. And all Lutherans know what that means, but not necessarily everybody else. Let me ask you, who here, raise your hand if you did not grow up Lutheran. Raise your hand. A lot of people here did not grow up Lutheran. Let me ask, how many here grew up Methodist? We got some Methodists in the house. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Methodists, you might remember that one of the things that you're taught is you're taught about John Wesley and his Aldersgate experience, where his heart was strangely warmed, and Methodism comes from the word method. There is a method by which you can come to learn life and faith and how to follow Jesus. And the method that they use is called the quadrilateral. Do you guys remember that? It is Scripture, tradition, reason, and experience, right? Yeah. Okay, so, Methodist. Okay, how many Roman Catholics? Who grew up Roman Catholic? Wow, look at that. We got some Catholics in the house. Wonderful. All right, Roman Catholics. What is this called? Genuflection, exactly. Not everybody knows what that is. Confession, genuflection. You have a lot. Anybody have a rosary? Rosary, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people, those are things that are part of the Roman Catholic tradition that other people might not know about or might not use, but you can use those. All right, we have any Presbyterians in here? We got some Presbyterians, not enough, we need more, but we got some Presbyterians in the house. Presbyterians talk about the omnipotence of God, the immanence of God, right? That those are very central pieces to the Calvinism, and also the idea of predestination and God's omnipotence. That's kind of at the central piece. Any Episcopalians? One, two, three. All right, Episcopalians, great. The Episcopalians have a book called the Book of Common Prayer, and it's very much the central piece of who they are. They use the Book of Common Prayer, and that has all their liturgies. It's very important. Charlie Moyer was telling me about the Mennonite tradition. We talk about that at the heart of the Mennonite tradition is this what's called the witness for peace. And being people who live alternatively, that they offer an alternative witness to the world, in particular, while they're not fully Mennonite, the Amish. Think of the Amish people and how they dress and live alternatively and an alternative witness. At the heart of the Mennonite witness is this witness to pacifism and all like that. Those are all different things that are unique to these different traditions. What is also true about those traditions is that they don't always use the language that was used in our gospel lesson today. Raise your hands if you've ever had someone ask you if you've been born again. All right. Now, how many of you were familiar with that language? I know as a Lutheran, I was not. I didn't have Lutheran preachers stand up and going, "It's time to be born again." What about you Methodists? Did that happen much? What about you Catholics? Did that ever happen? Right? Probably not. This language of being born again, or as it is written in our gospel lesson today, being born from above, is not always language that is familiar to a lot of Christians. But it is in our gospel lesson today, and I wanted to spend a few moments exploring that with you today. I had one of my professors in seminary actually interpret it this way, not born again or born from above, but he actually interpreted it as being born from the top. Now think about when you're doing something. I asked the ensemble at first service, what does it mean to do something if Sue says, let's take it from the top, it means to do what? go back to the beginning and start over. So it's like this being born again is kind of this ongoing starting over as the people of God. In our lesson today, Jesus says that you must be born again, or born from above, or born from the top, to understand and to experience God in His fullness. And the person who asked that question is Nicodemus. Now, Nicodemus is an interesting person in our scripture lesson because he actually embodies what we're talking about today when it means to be born again or being born from above. Jesus uses the language of birthing language, which makes sense. Remember when you were in the womb? Well, experts tell us that when we were in the womb, we were aware of ourselves and certainly our mother and maybe a little bit outside, but certainly at least that much. So we were aware of ourselves and that there was this other thing out there. And then we are born into the world and we're made aware of all these other things, right? Well, Jesus talks this birthing language. I think that's appropriate as we talk about what does it mean to live into the kingdom of heaven and to live into the kingdom of God in our lives, because we are aware oftentimes in our lives of faith, we're aware of ourselves and how we're feeling about God because we are aware that there is something out there. Paul Tillich, the great Lutheran theologian, called God our ultimate concern, that every human being that's ever lived is aware of God. Whether they acknowledge that or not, we're aware of that. And so we, like the child in the womb, are then born into this whole new experience, which Jesus calls the kingdom of God, where we are now aware not only of ourselves and of this holy other thing that's out there, but now we are aware of so much more and all the things that are around us. And to be born into the kingdom of God then means to move from a place of selfishness into a place of being aware of that which is around us so that we can then be witnesses to that world as well. And Nicodemus then becomes the embodiment of this movement in our life. Nicodemus shows up three times here in the Gospel of John. First is the one here. He's on a progression. He comes to Jesus at night. He's aware of something, but he's unsure, and he asks questions. Maybe that's like you. Maybe that's like you in your life, where you have come to God and asked questions and wondered. And then he moves into a place of, later on in the book of John, he shows up again, and he shows up there, and he's interacting with other people about Jesus. And they're questioning Jesus, but he's kind of standing up for him, or at least showing some sense of talking about who Jesus is. And then the final time Nicodemus shows up, it's in an act of devotion, caring for Jesus and his body. Now what we see here is a progression from questioning to devotion. And Jesus invites us in our lesson today to make that move in our own life to being born into a new experience of the kingdom of God. What's powerful, though, if you look at Nicodemus's life, it mirrors our own, because the reality is, it wasn't that Nicodemus kept making these different choices. Like, when did you decide to be born? When did you make that choice? Did you make the choice to be born? It happened to you, right? Well, just like that, the work of God in our lives is such that being born again, being born from above, being born from the top, isn't necessarily something that is done by us. It is something that is done to us, as it was for Nicodemus, as he was met by Jesus and infused with the gift of the Spirit. It allowed him to move into this new place, this kingdom of God. Which tells us then that the kingdom of God is not just some place far off, far away, some destination to get to. The kingdom of God is here now. It's going to happen right here, right now, for our brother Arlen. When he is born anew in the waters of holy baptism, where the gift of the Holy Spirit comes upon him. He was born of water and the Spirit. It is happening to him. Is Arlen making that choice? No. Just as we in our lives, our Lord meets us and calls us forth. As we are open to that work of the Spirit in our lives, then we begin to see the kingdom of God all around us. My prayer for you during this Lenten season and at all times of your life is that you too will come to know and to feel the work of the Spirit in your life such that you feel like a new person, born anew, brand new, so that you might live in community with the kingdom around you, the people around you, and that you, like a newborn child, will become aware that there is so much beauty and grace and gift in your life and in the lives around you. And as you do, you will experience kingdom of God moments. You will experience moments of being born again and again and again. That is the promise of Jesus for you. In His name we pray. Amen.